Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
You are the seal of the ages to come, the mystery behind the veil, and we thank you. Let your word comfort like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven, and let your children be truly changed by the very words that come from your mouth, in Jesus' name. Amen. Some of you don't believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. Especially if you don't know where to turn. Now, look at the miracle that, and I don't know, let me just, because every testimony, if you look at it properly, there is a teaching angle to it. Not only did God open the door, but the Lord gave her an opportunity to learn. Now, if she had embraced the miracle, but put aside the opportunity to learn, she would have lost the miracle. Miracles are special occasions, but God wants us to actually live and build our lives on His word. And hard work is one of the principles of the kingdom. Being open to learning. Your time will come, but you have to be ready for it. Now, the question now is, if I got an allot of, say, 5 million or some substantial amount of money, the question I will now ask myself is this a seed or is it bread? Because God gives seed to the, but He gives bread to. So what you have in your hand, is it a seed? Is it something God expects you to reinvest or to plan for? Because God may bless you and you're going to start changing your wardrobe. For those of us who came around yesterday, I made a statement. I said the seed for the next phase of your life is already given to you in this season you are in. It's in this phase. So while you are thanking God and appreciating Him for what He is doing, look out for those specific things, the seeds that you will use to secure the next phase. Excuse me, if you do not do this, God will not do it. Are we together? I said if you don't do it, God will not do it. Because Jesus said, my Father worketh it at all, and I walk. There are certain things within the context of God's reality that He has apportioned to man. The scripture says in the book of Genesis, I believe chapter 2, it says God did not permit rain to fall on the ground because there was no man to till the ground. So there are certain things God will withhold from you until you are willing to walk. Come on, if you hear me, say I hear you. There are certain things you may pray. Those things are not within the context of prayer. And I want someone to hear me. Because God has been working before time started counting. It's good to have a miracle, but if a miracle comes to you when you have nothing, that miracle is not bread, it is seed. So you have to go back to God and receive wisdom. What do I do with this money? There are people, if God blesses them, they will switch off their phone. Nobody can reach them again until that money remains 1,052 naira and 73 kobo. Then they will put on their phone again. Maybe another alert is coming. You are only permitted to be as wealthy as your mind. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are only as permitted to be wealthy as what? Your mind. If you give a poor man money, he doesn't know what to do with it. He will change his wardrobe and buy a car and buy waste. Then after, he will sell all those things to now. The the same principle. Whether you are in the ministry, or you are in business, or you are in your marriage, the same principle cuts through. You must work. Because my father worketh it out, and I'm working. So Jesus only saw what the father was doing, and then he put his own effort there. In the financial market, they refer to something as, there's a principle, do not trade against the trend. Do you know what that means? Do you have an idea what that means? Should I explain? It means, for instance, if you have the British pounds and you are trading the British pounds against the Japanese yen, they use yen in Japan, and you notice, you look at your financial chart, and I hope I'm not speaking over anybody's head here. There's a chart, like all those things they show you on China's television where they're announcing, they are reading the business news. But those ones are fake charts, so they are the real ones, Chalo, the real charts. When you see a chart, you will see the currency. This is euro, this is British pound, or this is naira, this is whatever currency, dollar. And you notice that the price of that currency has been going up. That means, for instance, now, how much is a naira to a dollar? 600. That means the value of the naira is what? It's falling, because the price, what it takes to get 1 naira, is going up. The cost of getting $1 is going up. That means your naira is what? Going down. So, if you are now trading the United States dollars against the naira, what do you do? Are you buying or selling? Shalom. Knowing that the value of naira is going down. So USD/NGN will be what? Buy or sell. Why are you going to buy? So if you notice that the charts are going up, that means the value of that currency is going up against another currency. Don't go down. Follow the trend. Follow the trend. Do you know why many of our churches, old churches, that used to have so much population and crowd, do you know why they died? Because they didn't follow the trend. You can follow the trend without losing your message. Do you know why Nokia died? Do you know why Yahoo Mail died? Yahoo Mail is still in existence, but who uses it now? Just those of us that had email then, we are still the only ones going there. An average person now will most likely open what? A Gmail. Now, if there's a new platform that came out, Spike or something. Spike. So, I created an account. You can add all your office mails. Spike. In fact, they ask you to pay to use their service, but they have a free account. I'm just telling you that when you see the way the world is going, don't just... Some things are not prayer. Understand what is going on before you pray. Are you with me, please? And the way they structure their email, and I don't know, does this sound like Bible to you? I'm trying to explain why some churches close down. Some churches that your grandparents went to in your village. Because they told themselves the only way to run church is to be singing hymn. Now, we sang hymn, but we have funkified it. You refuse to adjust your hymn. Then we brought praise worship. You are still singing hymn. Then later, all the young people got angry. They left and started singing whiskey. Every generation will have a song. Every generation will have a style. What cannot change is the message. And we must be careful with the way we interact with worldly systems. But there's nothing you can do about it. So, the challenge or the new innovation Spike, what they do is that if you get an email, it comes into your laptop like a chat. They configure their emails to come in like a chat. Have you seen Spike? Ah, lovely, lovely platform. If you now tap on that chat, you know, just the way you see your WhatsApp chat, if you tap on it, it will open the email. Very beautiful. So that means you may be in traffic, I've been looking at your emails, but it will look like a chat thread. And they did that because they found out that it was easier for young people to identify with a chat thread more than, dear all, kindly find attached. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if Gmail thinks that their position is secured and go to bed, they will wake up and find us, everybody shouting, spike. Then they will now make it worse for Gmail, remove the subscription. You must take your time to find out what is bread and what is seed. This thing that is here, this unusual inflow, this unusual resource, what will God have me do? Such a way that you can lay a fresh foundation for the next season with what God has given to you. Whether it's a training you've attended, whether it's an opportunity they gave you at your office, all these things are important. And there's always a lesson to be learned. Amen. Now, today, I'm going to take a new series, and I've titled this series, How to Make Your Faith Active. 2 Peter chapter 1, from verse 1 to 8. I'll start reading. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have ordained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and of our Savior Jesus Christ. And verse 2, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Verse 3, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. What has he called us to? Hallelujah, praise God. Verse 4, whereby he has given unto us exceeding and great and precious promises, that by these promises we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. Verse 5, and besides this, tell your neighbor, besides this. This is where we are going. Besides this. Another version says supplement. If you go to your pharmacy, you get buy supplements. So you may think that you don't need supplements, but what that poison you are eating that you call food, you will never. I'm looking for a better way to say it. Bottom line, you need supplements. You go to the doctor; they will tell you how many oranges you need to eat to meet up the quota for one day. You will know that all you need to do now for the rest of your life is to be plucking orange and be eating, because you will never meet that quota. Can you eat 27 oranges in one day? Just sit down and be eating. Then you'll be crying. They say, why are you crying? Say, it's this orange. It's not being so. You think you like food. They will put, please, is it 27 or 45? There's a particular number of oranges. It's a lot, though. It's not my mind. You think you like, say, I just like fruits. We'll give you chair and table. After you'll be crying. Say, why, ah, bros, a big man like you. Say, no, you must finish. Because the doctor said, for you to get your daily quota, you must eat 20-something. Then you realize that, okay, sorry, that supplement, how much do you say? How much do you say? Ah, it's 6-5. Bring it. I beg. This one, how many? Say, just 2. Ah, okay. Then you take that till tomorrow. Abi? Then you shake the hand of the pharmacist and I just love you. You people are doing well. But it's because you cannot sit down and be consuming 27. I say, we call it lemo in Hausa language. Lemo. You will suck lemo like this. Your eye will be red. They'll come and carry you, put on the bed. By the time you do it for 3 days, they will just cut you. You have disappeared, because this one is not living here again. It is dead. You can't, if you continue eating like this. Tell your neighbor, you need supplements. He said, besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith what? Virtue. And add to your virtue knowledge. Next verse. To knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience. And to patience, God, those are blocks coming upon blocks. Blocks coming upon blocks. And to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. Verse 8, go ahead. If these things, what things? These supplements. If these things be in you and what? Abound. That means there is a significant level that God begins to take notice. There is a level. These things must be in you. Then God begins to observe it, that this one is ready. If these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall never be barren. Do you see why people are saying, I bind you, I bind you. The faith is not working. Look at it. He said, if you have these things in you significantly, he said, you will not be barren or what? Unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9. But he that lacks this thing, what is his spiritual condition? He is blind. He may know a lot of scriptures. He may be going to the mountain and praying, but he is blind. That means that which represents the revelation that will bring forth his deliverance has been hidden from him. A blind man is not a man that can't see. He's a man that can't see what God is saying. Come on, say, I hear you. Is somebody hearing me this morning? Aha. Because I want us to be on the same page. He said, if you lack these things. So, if you lack these things, don't go and pray. Go and attend to this one. Because people are praying for things that are not covered in the prayer budget. There are certain things that are on concurrent list. Others are on what? Exclusive list. So, if something is exclusive to the federal government, that only the government can control federal roads. If a state governor goes to that road and begins to repair it, because he wants to get sympathy that he is performing, he is on his own, nobody will refund that money. For a governor in this country to be able to touch a federal road, there are procedures and protocols, levels of approval, right from applying in person to the ministry, all the way till he gets to the Secretary of State of the federal government, all the way to Minister of Works, and all the way to President. Just to touch a quota, just to put it on top. If you will not get your money. He said, he that lacks these things is spiritually blind and cannot see afar off. Which means, sometimes, you are sensing something. I think God wants to do something in my life. You are suspecting. But the more you look, it becomes blurry. Have you ever hesitated on a particular decision only to find out it would have been a good decision? Huh? This is what we are talking about. That man has also forgotten that he has been purged from his sins, which means that this condition can degenerate to the point that even your own salvation can become questionable to you. Because when you are lacking some of these vitamins and this supplement, it will affect your faith in a very personal way. Please, do you have any other version that is very beautiful apart from King James? Now, this scripture, the first thing we need to look at in these first 9 verses. Give me verse 8 of this HCSB. If these qualities are yours and increasing, they will keep you from being useless. Pastor David, have you seen this one? Ogbono. Olagbara. From being useless. Useless as defined by God. Because people are very useless, but they are driving Lamborghini and Ferrari up and down. If your perception of yourself, your own value, is only determined by your bank balance and things you have, you don't know who God is. Because God doesn't have bank accounts. He said it will keep you from being useless and unfruitful. I will not be useless. Do you know what it means to be useless? That God looks at you and says, there's nothing I can do with you. God forbid. God forbid. That God just look at you and say, this one. Say, Samuel, stop praying for him. Stop praying for Saul. You know, that's a very strong statement. When God is telling his prophet, don't mention this boy's name in front of me. Even I'll be angry with you. That means God has weighed him that even if you give him 100 years, he cannot change. Because when God speaks, God doesn't speak from now. He has looked at your life. He has looked at this one. This one is just coming to church. This one, if we bless him, he will disappear. Ah, Father. You say, leave him. Let him be praying. If we bless him, you will not see. He will switch off. He will tell you not to be calling in the middle of the night. Before, he will tell you that, look, and if there's any business, even if it's in the middle of the night, call me. I always pick my calls. But now, just small testing that God gave him, we bless him. All of a sudden, he has changed his number. There are people that change their numbers when they have money. They return to the old SIM card when they are broke. This scripture, who did Paul refer this scripture to? Paul said this scripture or this letter was written to those who had obtained like precious like faith. That's in verse 1. Those that have obtained. Tell your neighbor, obtained. Precious. Something of value. Something of value. I love you, but I cannot leave Jesus. So. Some people, their faith is only dependent on suffering. If God blesses them, they can misbehave. So this message is really about discipleship. This message I'm preaching. Now, I am looking at, now, you know, if you see faith, you can have a chat with her. If they run a diagnosis on you, or run some tests, they will tell you, your body is lacking vitamin K. Please, as a man on the streets of Lagos looking for money, what does vitamin K even mean? Does it even make any sense? You are trying to beat the traffic and meet a client. Somebody says you are deficient of vitamin K, vitamin E, vitamin. I beg. Those are the things they put on advert when they want to sell Blue Band. It's rich for children. Vitamin. Have you ever gone to Google what vitamin K will do for you? No, seriously. Have you gone to check vitamin K, vitamin D, vitamin Z, vitamin YY? Have you? Oh God! Then she will be telling. Excuse. You say there's no Z. Who told you? Is it not the same doctor that gave us K that will give us Z? They will come tomorrow and tell you they discover another one. I mean, my brother, and tell you it's now Z. Eh? Yeah. Yes. Now it's letter. It's A to Z. So you can. Who told you there's no Z? You say you don't know. Don't say there's no Z. May you not have problem that will make doctor to tell you sit down. I want to talk to you. You don't know if doctor tell you to sit down. It's a serious matter. Say sit down, Mr. Ag. I want to talk to you. Say you see your health. If the doctor just tells you go to the pharmacy and collect drugs, yeah, okay. It's malaria. Go and collect. If they say sit down, the consultant or neurosurgeon wants to God forbid, but I don't want to see that kind of doctor. But it is when you talk to someone like Faith, she will not tell you that. Faith, come. Some of these vitamin A, B or something, just mention one or two and tell us what the deficiency can cause in the human. Just one. Maybe any of the vitamin A or B or anyone you remember.
Okay, vitamin A is for eyesight and also for the immune system.
So if I'm, vitamin C is for what?
Immune system.
To build my immune system. So if I'm deficient in us, sufficiently deficient, how can I be sufficiently deficient? I am low on vitamin C. This English, we'll go back to our village language. All this. So it means that I become prone. You see, when she said immune system, what you heard was immune. Is the meaning want to unpack now? That means if the wind becomes pretty strong, I could come down with flu, cold, catarrh, or even malaria. I could become feverish. Okay, what else? D is for strong bones. So, the deficiency means what for me? You'll be weak. Osteoporosis. The bone can break if you fall down suddenly. Now, all of you that, you will go back now and Google vitamin A to Z. And be checking, because some of you don't have vitamin, which one is this one? D, Abby. Vitamin D. That's why you stand small, you'll be feeling tired. Now, thank you very much. God bless you. Now, you see, when I talk about all these things, I want it to be practical. So that you can give a sense of value to what I'm actually sharing with you. Okay? And you don't want to get to that point where they will now be telling you stories. So, these supplements look very insignificant, but with immense power. When you add this thing to your faith, it boosts your faith and begin to produce results. Both of us are saying, in Jesus' name. But the way God is answering me, it's not the way your own is being answered. And people are saying, why is this supplement? You are not strong. If you are praying, then they attack you in the middle of the night. And you are able to resist that attack. Hey, there's vitamin D somewhere. You are strong in your bones. He said, a man that hears the word of God and obeys them is likened to a man that places his foundation on the capstone. So the foundation is strong. When the attack comes, there's a spiritual vitamin D that launches out and stabilizes him. So both people may have the same attack, but one will survive. Are you with me now? Now, this thing I'm saying, Peter said, add. Who will do the adding? So it is a matter of personal responsibility. If you are interested, if you are what? Interested. But do not think you will escape it if you don't show up in class. Now, the thing about, please, do you have any version that refers to that verse as supplement? We have quite a bit online, but it said to your faith, add. That's verse 5. Look around if you have any other verse. Now, okay, look at HCSB, verse 5. For this reason, make every effort to supplement your faith. If you want your faith to be strong, it can't stand alone. Now, the issue of this faith is we need to address it. Faith is a byproduct of something. Every time there's a revelation in God's word, every time God speaks to you, every time you are in the study of the word, and God, you find a product, something of, when there's a rhema, and some, it's like squeezing an orange, the juice that comes out, that is the faith. Not just the Bible, but when you get revelation. Revelation produce, it's like, I don't know, maybe like an hormone. It's something is secreted. And that thing becomes faith. Faith now is the capacity to believe God at the level from which God is speaking. Faith is not that Yoruba thing, I believe, that human nature, faith. I'm talking about something that is a capacity, something that is secreted in the spirit when there is a revelation of God. When there's a revelation of God's word, something is being secreted. That thing is called faith. And God says, even this faith cannot stand alone. Are you with me? Tell your neighbor you can make your faith active. Having a beautiful phone without knowing the password is not having a phone. The only thing you'll be doing is to be swiping and be taking pictures. You'll be looking at yourself as a mirror. You know, because you can't use that phone for anything. And you'll be shocked that phone you think is old school and you want to change it, the owner of the phone will come and show you some functions that you would never have believed that function was in that phone. You need to add to your faith. Supplement. Use your supplement. Stop eating poison. Use your supplement. I was speaking to a naturopath and the doctor said to me, he said, every time you eat just one piece of fried plantain, he said, your body struggles to digest it. That's what the doctor said to me. If you come to church like this, as you are hearing Bible, you'll be learning something. Abi? Some of you didn't know. You are still planning to go and buy from that mama behind you. You say, we are going to fry plantain. See, by the time I finish with all of us will be eating leaf. All of us will enter mail, will be plucking leaf because no food again. Who has plantain at home here? Raise your hand. My brother, God bless you. So some people are already thinking. In fact, as you are finding this out to you, you say, hey, that's this pastor. You will remember this thing I said. You will see. this pastor Nakura. Bring all the plantain to my house. What do you mean? Bring it. You don't need it. The doctor said you don't need it. Bring it to my house. Bring all the tithe. You just realize that one day, the only thing that is left is to be looking for grass everywhere. Just be. Now, the thing about this supplement is that most people do not know the value. If God says to your faith, add virtue, people don't know the meaning. They don't. What is virtue? What is brotherly kindness? They don't know. So for them, it is easy to despise a supplement. Because for you, coming to your house as a guest, you now put supplement in front of it. Oh yeah, let's use vitamin C. You know, one of my friends said to me that, I say, if this is an insult, just stop it. Go to the kitchen and bring the food. Which one is vitamin C supplement? Is this why we are here? Or you go fast worship in the evening? Bracken, that's okay. Yeah, we love to live healthy. This. Oga, I'm not sick. If you have food, go and bring it. Which one is, which kind of thing is this one? When we go out, I'll be telling bro, talk better. Which kind of thing is this one? How can you go and visit a very well, carry vitamin C and folic acid? I say we should be leaking out. God has many children. Kilo day. Which can this? So next time you are going, you will tell yourself we are fasting. Because as he's welcoming you, he's putting the folic acid. He's putting it on the table. Yeah, I'm going to leak. So. Now, if I come to your house, don't give me, I'm okay, you understand? Don't give me vitamin C. Don't preach my message to me. What I'm just trying to tell you is that, generally, when God says something is important, an average believer doesn't really see the sense. Because you think, faith, power, power, Holy Ghost, power, faith. But you know, it's like when your engine oil has become so rusty and stale, and your car begins to on the third mainland. I was traveling, and I got towards that mobile on the slope going towards Bega, after Magodo, you know, and my check engine just came up. Over, if I was going to Bega, it would have been a good thing. But I'm traveling. Okay, it was when I was going to Redemption Camp. It was when this church was about to start. So I just decided that, make your life no come spoil. Make I carry myself, go to Redemption Camp, go pray. God had just spoken to my body. So I was driving, I got to that movie, the thing did chan. Yeah. Over. This is not a Gideon. If you get to Igboro or in the middle of nowhere and that car just parked, you're on your own. I just entered the and bought engine oil. You pour that thing in, check engine knocks out. Then when I got back, I now took it for proper servicing. These are things we need to pay attention to. This is what God is saying. God says, Holy Ghost, Pastor, I've been praying. Join us. Your faith is weak. It's not the prayer, your faith. The same car, this is a 4 plugs. This one is a 6 plugs. Is it the same engine? You think it's 4 plugs for nothing? Yeah, I said that car, V8, it's a chop fuel. Oh, God, they didn't make that car for people who are looking at price of fuel. Some cars are not made for people say, I must drive Toyota. When you are at a level, you don't think of those things. So, one of our late uncles who passed brought a Passat to our house. All those Passat that use your thumbprint to no key. So they configure it with your... So if something happened to you and they cut off your thumbprint, you and the car are useless because... No. So I was asking, I said, this car, very lovely, but I'm sure the fuel consumption will be high. You know what he said to me? He said, Benga, why are you talking like this? He said, what will the car consume? Is it not fuel? Is it, why are you complaining? This is a car. It's a beautiful car. Is it water to consume? It's fluid now. He said, don't talk. He was one who made that statement. He said, at a level, when you get to a level, you are not looking at, you buy the car you want. I said, It's true, sir. Say, I love Toyota. Oh, God, just stay in your level. You understand? No problem. But stay in your level. At the end of the day, if you have a Ferrari in this Lagos, and the car has some issue, will you get a mechanic by the roadside to touch it? So what value do you place on your faith? When you have a problem, the next person you feel you should talk to is that friend of yours who have no foundation in God. And that one, I say, you know, I watch one film, eh? That film. Your friend loves you. Your friend wants to help you, but he's a roadside mechanic. And this is a Ferrari. That's why your church is there. Give attention. Most things that have to do with all these supplements, because they don't look like fire. Those are the engines. Those are the screws. Those are the plugs that will make that engine work. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 to 20. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 to 20. For as much as ye know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversations received by tradition from your fathers, verse 19. But with the precious blood of the Lamb of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, verse 20. Who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. The point here is that if you don't have a sense of value for that which God has made provision for, that thing can never deliver to you, even if it is authentic and true. It will work for somebody else, it will not work for you. So we must give heed. If God says something is important, you have to give heed. The blood of Jesus carries the human DNA of God. Hello? I said the blood of Jesus carries the DNA of God. That's why it can wash and cleanse the vilest of sinners. And listen to me, if you have made some major mistakes in your life before now, there is nobody Jesus will turn away if you turn around now and come back. That blood is still potent. It's still effective. It's still saving sinners. It's still bringing deliverance. But you have to turn. Turn back to God. Don't commonize your sin and say everybody is doing it. It's you that is doing it. Don't continue to fornicate and say God knows. Say God understands. It's not possible for you to walk without your head shifting from left to right. You are playing with fire. The blood carries the DNA of God. It makes a sinner a saint. It gives victory over sickness. And it is not limited by the weakness of the human life. It's not limited. When the blood is fused with your DNA, it suppresses the weakness of the human body. That's why you can be healed. That's why you can be set free. Because it's the blood. That's why when you say, in Jesus' name, I receive him as my Lord and Savior, the blood flows. In those days, when I became a Christian, there were at least 3 or 4 weapons that were delivered to every believer at conversion. They tell you, if you want to be a Christian, there are 4 things that must never leave your life. Number 1 is the word of God. Number 2 is the name of Jesus. Number 3 is the blood of Jesus. All these things have a connecting point. There are screws and nuts in that engine. The sense of value you place on spiritual things is directly will deliver results into your life according to your faith. The beautiful thing about the blood of Jesus, it doesn't know age. If you put that blood in your mouth, it will deliver. Yes. Yes. You know, I won't answer him because he's not a pastor. Forget about that thing. You invoke that blood. Oh. The blood is potent. That blood, But do you know the power? Do you know his power? Do you know his power? The sense of value is what we are talking about here. Do you know his power? Do you have a revelation on why the blood works the way it does? Do you know that everything Satan was doing on the cross was an attempt to contaminate the blood? If you know you are the Son of God, come down. He wanted Jesus to step into offense. And once Jesus steps into offense, the blood loses its ability to function. The blood will no more be pure. It will not be able to save you. It will not be able to save my brother. It will not be able to save us for millennia and millennia. It will not be able to make us right. It will be tainted. It won't be of use to God again. Meanwhile, the blood itself is the real sacrifice. That was what Jesus took back to heaven. And that's why when the Israelites were coming out, he said, anoint your doorpost with oil. He said, wherever I see the blood, I will pass over. But now, you are not just having the blood over your doorpost. You are in the blood. You are in the blood. That is why you are always the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are not more righteous yesterday than you are today. Because you are always in the blood. But do you know his value? What you know determines how your faith will deliver. So that the next time you are playing and you say, I invoke the blood of Jesus, you are doing it from a point of revelation. You are doing it because you know what that blood can do. Our fathers knew this thing. They didn't know too many Bible, but they knew this thing. That's why in our old church, the moment the pastor said, we bleed, you will hear the blood. They were saying it from a point of knowledge and revelation. I have been in deliverance meetings as a young boy where they attempted to cast out the devil and the devil resisted. And then the prayer members or prayer team, they formed a chain, held their hands and started repeating only one word. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. They didn't talk to the possessed person again. The blood. All right, sorry, just the person will be doing like this. You'll be doing like this. She will be alone in that circle. She won't be able to move from that spot. She will be doing like this. Doing like this. 30 minutes. Pam! The demon will come out. Meanwhile, they will all say, we are going to pray now. Every demon. The thing was just laughing. The moment they began to invoke the blood. They left the person, stood apart, and began to invoke the blood. They are telling that demon, we know your story. We have addressed your case. My master defeated your master 2,000 years ago. You are too small. You are too small. You are too small. Who is this mountain before Zerubbabel? It shall be made a plain. You are too small. We invoke the blood of Jesus. You begin to address that issue. No more death in this family. And what is the document you have brought? The blood. It's a sense of value. I'm telling you that when you know something, it will impart faith to you. To impart faith. Because faith does not work without your knowledge. You find the word, you find faith. Now, there are seven elements or supplements that Peter recommended and instructed us. That in order to make our faith active and fruitful, if we want to get that kind of result, these are the seven supplements to produce results. Number one is virtue. Number two is knowledge. Number three is temperance, or if you like, self-control. Peter says your faith cannot be effective if you don't have self-control. Number four, patience. Number five, godliness. Number six, brotherly kindness. And number seven, love. I will attempt to take just one or two now. Are you blessed? Are you blessed? What you know, that's a fundamental aspect of this message, is very critical to the dimension of faith you can operate. Everybody can say Jesus. Everybody can shout Jesus. But who will Jesus answer? Your engine has knocked. If your engine has knocked, even if you put fuel inside, it cannot start. There are some engine oil that we buy, 25,000, 30,000. You will see some other engine oil, they'll say 8,000. And you like those ones that are 8,000. Have you ever bothered to ask, why is this engine, two of them are sitting beside each other. Why is this one 30,000? Why is this one 8,000? Then they will educate you and tell you that this is synthetic oil. The word they use is that aerogel. Chalo got me that kind of oil, he told me, say, Pastor Eroja, that means the nutrients. There are certain things, vitamins, supplements that are included in that 25,000-30,000 oil that this one does not have. So if you buy this one of 8,000, get ready to service your car again in 2 months. If you are a miser, you don't like spending money, 3 months. But this other one, you can use it for 6 months, 7 months. And when you bring out the oil from the car after 6 months, you will see very clean. Tell your neighbor, buy what is good. Stop cheating yourself. It's for the safety of your car, your life, and your wife. So that you embarrass yourself. When your wife has told her friend, that's my husband's car, we are going. Then the engine refused to start. So let our boast be complete. If there's a brother beside you, tell him, repair your car. Buy good engine oil. So that you will not embarrass your wife. Buy the one that synthetic oil. I told you in this church, we learn many things, so not only Bible. If your husband is telling you to buy the one of 8,000, tell him my pastor said that there's another one, the synthetic, that's the one you like now. If we look at it, where are you teaching you mechanic work? Tell your neighbor, I will not be blind. What does it mean to have virtue? Go back to verse 5. It says, beside it, give all diligence. That means that it is something you must be deliberate about. You must do it. Consider what diligence means. You will be deliberate about it. It's like studying for an exam. You are going to do it deliberately. You know, what we are talking about here is how to make your faith work. Making it active. Before you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, you see result. Aha. And Paul said, the first thing that our faith requires as a supplement is virtue. Tell your neighbor virtue. The word virtue means excellence. Moral excellence. And it also means power. Jesus said, virtue has gone out of me. Now, this word virtue has so many meanings, but I just gave you three. Number one, it means excellence. Number two, it means moral excellence. Talking about the quality of your character. That the reason why, in fact, the root meaning of this word virtue in this context speaks of moral excellence. The quality of your character. That if you ask God for certain things, He will first look at your capacity and say, can she handle it? Come on, did you hear that one? Did you hear that one? That is a father in the name of Jesus. I need a husband. God will say, Michael, who was the person that locked shirt on one guy in the office the other day? Say, yeah, hey, she's the one. Ah. Because she doesn't like cheating, no. Monica doesn't like cheating. So the moment you try anything, she will address you. Who are you? A woman being like myself. Well, why are you? You got off your job. I don't want go to places. Where are you? Look, Charlie, let me warn you, Charlie. It's because you are in this office. I know how to deal with people like you. I have your type. I've dealt with them. Say, Michael, who did she beat? I say it's Charlie. She beat Charlie. This girl, Charlie is very tall. He said she, this small girl, say she beat Charlie. Slam him on the ground. Say, Charlie, ah! What did Charlie do? Charlie was just looking. Ah! Say, be Charlie, this one girl. Say, that girl's fire. Baba, that girl's fire. Tell your neighbor moral excellence. Moral is what it is, moral. To have good character. You are rare. What does good character? Why do you say good character in Igbo? Emeremo.
Agwaoma.
I hope people are hearing. You know, this is the original language we are speaking. Evo, you have heard it. So don't come and say, ah, he said it in Yoruba. You have heard it now. I beg. Also, who, do you know what character, good character? Do you, who has, where is Adam's son? Yvonne. Where is Yvonne? Do you have good? Do you have it in Hausa? Danla, oh yeah.
Hankali.
Hankali. Huh. Now, gentle behavior. Like, you know, some words can have implications by virtue. In French, what is it? Do you know it in French? Or something? Bon something. Now, if you come to the, if you go and report me to God and say I didn't tell you, now you are not fair because I've given you English, Yoruba, Hausa, and even half French. So you cannot burn me. I've told you that character is one of the things God looks at before he answers prayer. If you pray and God gives you a brother or a lady as your wife, and the lady is a bottle breaker, you need to go and check your character. Because maybe there's something about you that needs to be broken. This is not a joking matter. The kind of prayer God answers for you should tell you something about yourself. That it is even God's mercy not to even listen to that prayer. Because if God answers it, he will give you somebody that matches your character. He will give you one small girl, Monica, who will be dealing with Charlie. Charlie has now become a humble brother. But is this Monica that humbled him? It's a serious matter. I spoke to a brother, a man of God. I said, are you coping now? He said, well, it is well. Ah! When a brother, a man of God, begin to tell you that as far as wife is concerned, it is well. The woman challenged him. Another Monica. He had challenged him. Put him in a tight corner. I'll deal with you. I'll show you who I am. There's a particular brother. It's not a brother, but it's a human being. Pirate of the Caribbean, that actor, Johnny Depp. You know he's in court now. It's not a brother. It's a human being. It's not a brother. I don't know if he's born again. Because there, when you say you are born again, you are still taking three bottles. So I don't know if it's the same God, but it's okay. The wife told him, and they played the video clip. He said, I will tell you I'm a woman. She was speaking like a Nigerian babe. I will show you who I am. My father, Lord. He said, I will mess you up, and I will do it because I am a woman. Nobody will believe me in court. She forgot the thing was being recorded. So, is it that now if we marry, we should put camera in our house because we don't know the day our wife will bad body or we do something that... Because in America, you are not... I don't even know how to interpret that one now. But it's okay. Delete. Just pray in tongues if you don't know. Is it that if you have your wife now, you cannot trust her again? But the woman threatened him and said, go anywhere. You will not succeed because I am a woman. And this is America. The case was going against the guy until the lawyer brought that clip. Hey, the game changed. And the lady is a very good actress. So very one, Aquaman. She acted, she was the wonderful lady in Aquaman. I'm just saying that it's this water spirit that is disturbing them. Listen, observe the kind of prayers you are praying. See the kind of answers that God is giving to you. It tells you something about yourself. Because according to this scripture, you must add quality, Christian conduct, character. Christian conduct and character means that the word of God becomes the basis for every decision you make. It may be trending to dress and expose your body. But because I am a child of God, it's not because we all like it. The brothers who refuse to address it is because they like seeing it. And every man is tempted when he's drawn away from his own lust, by his own lust. So when you are there thinking you are trending and doing TikTok for us and reel and all those things, we are happy because we are busy, we don't have time to be seeing this thing. You have given it to us free, and we are not paying. I don't even have to like the video. But peradventure, your decision to be in a particular way has drawn many away from the Lord. Peradventure, is it possible that your decision to do certain things, not only in dressing, in conduct, in lifestyle, in the kind of words that you speak, peradventure, that your moral cannot be called excellence? Then you are now here praying for a new season, and God says, Michael, who is that? Who is praying? Say Charlie. Say, put him on waiting list. See, if you understand the way God works, it makes things easy for both of you. Do you understand? Now, don't separate your conduct as a Christian from your faith life. Don't. Because it's a supplement. That means it is one of the considerations of heaven when they want to bless you. There are people that come to a church. Church will give them money. Church will bless them. Church will support them. When they now become rich, they will move to another church. I heard the pastor saying this thing online. He said, then they start having financial problems. They'll say their pastor caused them. Say, no, pastor did not cause you. Even if pastor did not cause you, somebody in the system supported you, helped you, pushed you to a level, all of a sudden that person is no more good for you. You are already under a curse. It could be a pastor, it could be your parents, it could be anybody. Whoever has supported you, you must not open your mouth against that person. Even if it's a servant, the person worships Hare Krishna, but if the person helped you once in your life, that respect you must always give it to that. This person was a blessing to me for 2 weeks. Don't open your, you can't, who are you? You can't open your mouth again, and God will not take it. Conduct, virtue is everything. That's the first thing God said we should add to our faith. Tell your neighbor, be a Christian. Be a child of God. Before you do anything, ask yourself, can God take it? If you think it is only when you are worshiping God that you are in church that you are worshiping God, you are making a mistake. The way you treat your fellow neighbors, God looks at it. Somebody is going through a challenge, he falls down, and in your mind you are saying, oh, it's because he's in sin. Who told you? Who told you? If he was in sin, are you the one God will tell? I don't know if somebody is listening to me. So, oh my God. Are you still here? Tell your neighbor, virtue. Your response to every situation must always be Christ-centered. Before you do anything, think about Jesus. It's okay, because of your age, to want to have immoral affair, even though you say it's the person you get married to. It's okay, we understand. We understand you have been managing for 30 years since you gave your life to Christ. We know. But the only question here is that this thing that you are doing, that you say is just your weakness, if the Lord walks in now, can you do it in front of him? Why will a Christian make an unbeliever his mentor? I want to know what so person is saying about divorce. I want to know, this one is a musician, is an actor. Say he married 3 wives now. Let me listen to this other one is quoting Bible. You can't, that just because you have a microphone doesn't give you the right to see anything. Because Jesus taught us, our Lord Jesus taught us, that for every idle word that will speak, before you enter heaven, they will settle that one. Christ-centered. Christ-centered conduct. Be a Christian. Be a child of God. That means everything you do, you must think of the kingdom you represent first. So that when the heaven say, it is time to raise another John, it is time to raise another Abraham, it is time to bring a man from the backside of the desert, your name will be number one. What God expected Moses to have learned in Egypt, and he refused to learn, they took him to the wilderness to learn it. Delayed the program for another 30 to 40 years. By the time they called him, the man that was a powerful orator in Egypt became a stammerer. By the time God finished dealing with him. Because it is not enough to be anointed. It is not enough to be called. Your character will truncate the mission if it's not solid. You will be like the sons of Eli, Ophni and Phinehas, who were sleeping with people on the altar. They came to church. They were sleeping with ladies on the altar. Not once, not twice. And God said it. He said, there will be no man in that family that will get to an old age again. God cursed the family forever. Check 1 Samuel chapter 2. Quickly, there's one of the verses there. God said, let me check it quickly, Pastor David. Chapter 1 Samuel 2. He said, this family will never produce an old man again. And God said it in that scripture. He said, even if they offer a sacrifice, that it will never be accepted. That's how disgraced God felt. So what's the difference between someone that exposes cleavage or a guy that and you come to church and one that they are, this God has become very soft. 1 Samuel chapter 2. But I will need to go to verse 12. 1 Samuel 2:12. This is the Bible, though. Ask your neighbor, are you a Christian? Please ask your neighbor, are you a Christian? Now the sons of Eli were the sons of what? Hello? These guys were priests. These guys were what? They are the people you come and say, Father, let's begin to bless the Lord. Let's begin to magnify. Shakataba. Ye rebagadaba. Ozabalabadaba. Pray. They were living in the church. They are the ones who come and say, oh, Father, forgive me for I have sinned. Proceed. I have had vain thought. I have thought of evil things. I have sinned against my God. Are you truly repentant of that? He said, go and sin no more. Sin. Thank you, Father. Till next week again. As you are going, why they do like this? And which day will buy good? Like, they say good, I don't increase price again. How come you're a believer? You know the price of good. You know the price of good. You. And you don't know first somewhere too, but you know the price of good. Look at it. He said they knew not the Lord. Next verse. And the priest's custom with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest servant came while the flesh was in sitting with a flesh hook of three teeth in his hand. Verse 14. And he struck it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot. All that the flesh hook brought up, the priest took for himself. He had no regard for God. All these things, I just pray. People go chop. There are many pastors that will go to hell in Nigeria. Yes, because they are not pastors. No, they are pastors, but they are not Christians. Not every pastor is a Christian. Some didn't have anything to do. He started church for himself. So they did in Shiloh unto all the Israelites that came hither. Verse 15. And before they burned the fat and the priest. No, please go down somewhere in that verse. No. There's a particular part in this scripture where the Lord placed a curse that there shall be no man. Is it chapter 3? Verse 35. Go to verse 35. Verse 35. No. It's either the verse before. 34. 31. Aha! This was when God started vexing for everybody. Now, look at what the Lord said. This is the Almighty God. You know, I told you when he talks, that's it. Too. He said, behold, the days are coming that I will cut off your arm and the arm of your father's house, and there shall not be an old man in this house again. This is God. This is how angry God became because of the disregard and disgrace that this priest brought to him. If you are called to the ministry, you have to be careful. If you believe you are a child of God and you represent God, then you have to be careful. If you are struggling, don't hide it. Come so that we can help each other. We were all in sin. It was Jesus that found us. Don't hide. This place is a hospital. We are not looking for people who are okay. We people that are sick. How can you be sick? You go to hospital. You are now posing. If that's the woman that will give injection. I went to take injections at one hospital. The guy saw me. She was just laughing at me. Say, whoa. Wait, I said, I should remove my trousers. She wants to give me injection. I said, please, I don't. She said, sir, I'm the one that will give you that injection. I swallowed my shame. You don't want to be well? I swallowed my shame. When I finish, I just walk away quietly. There's nothing you can do. And as I say, sorry, are you the one that is here tomorrow? Say yes. You are a man of God. You will be preaching to people. Now, me, I want to preach to you. You to swallow your own medicine. Don't hide from somebody that can help you. I'm struggling, no. Last night, I went to Brother Ken's and something almost... Shout! Shout! If the person looks down on you, that person is not a Christian. Look, God said, there will not be an old man. That's verse 32. And thou shalt see an enemy in meditation and all. And there shall not be an old man in thy house forever. Do you see the later part of that verse? Forever. That means if there is somebody living today who comes from that lineage, the person will not know why they are dying young. Because now technology has blurred all the lines. Nobody remember who is his father 100 years ago. They'll just notice that once you are 20, 30, 35, 40, they don't hit 50. They die. And they don't believe in deliverance to worsen it. You'll be going to all the church and say, oh, shall God, God is God, the Lord is God. You are in trouble. Look at the cause that is fighting. Say, God. God is a good God. They never open your fire. They never open your fire. Forget that, you know, they wear suit. If we reach where we go pray, I'm going to come out this suit to go pray. Say, God is a good God, you know. Right there, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, we were flying all the way into Nigeria. It's good to be here. Oh, God. Oh, God. Somebody said, my gender. Well, you better keep quiet. Let's address this matter. There is a cause. He said, there shall not be an old man. Because you of disregard. This is why Satan cannot be saved. He insulted God on his throne. God will not talk. The day he talks, that's it. In fact, in chapter 3, give me that one in chapter 3. God said nobody should pray or make atonement. 3 what? 3 verse 12. Chapter 3 verse 12. Conduct. Was it? Look, let me tell you. Look at. Is it 3:12? And in that day I will perform against Eli all the things which are spoken concerning his house. And when I begin, I will make an end. He said, if I have told him that I will judge his house forever and for the iniquity which he knoweth, that means God has been warning him. God has been saying, we'll address you tomorrow. We'll address you tomorrow. Hey, my children, God is not happy with you. God said that you people, the kind of film you are watching in this house is not good. As a Christian, you should be careful. Eh? Let us fear God. Let us fear God. Which fear God? Cancel that Netflix. Who is talking to you? Oh, yeah. Change your password. Change the password. No Netflix. Yeah, all of you to your room. To your room. Give me your phone. Give me your phone. You are grounded. You are grounded. If you are in this house, you are grounded. Give me that phone. Lock it in your drawer. Rubbish. Anybody that lives under your roof, that the shame they will bring will affect the whole family. You have a right to speak. You'll not be robbing somebody's head. It's other people's children, you rub their head like that. Not your own. You discipline yours. If you discipline them, they will not die. That's what the scripture says. Eli, Ophni, people are complaining. You know, we are the priests. As children of God. Okay, you are grounded. Don't preach. I'll do it myself. The guy was playing with them. And God said, I have already warned him. So, God is not a vindictive person. He has warned them. He warned the Baba. Warn your children. Warn your children. Because some people try to make God look like he's a bad person. He's not a bad person. You yourself, you cannot take this thing in your own house. You that you live in your house, you behave quietly, you brought your sister or your brother to your house, you will now be playing a Return of the Mark in your parlor. You now be vibing. And he's now vibing. And you are coming from prayer meeting. Just enter your house. Charlie? What? Even me, I didn't know the volume of this thing can be loud like this. Because you are just... So you are using my home theater. Oh, Charlie? Hey, you don't even fear God. That Charlie is my new name. It's the name I'm using. He said, He said, for which you know, because his sons made themselves vile, vain, careless. He said, and he did not restrain his sons. Instead of grounding them, he's trying to reason. You don't reason with sin. Next verse. Therefore, because of this that you have done, it was the children that sinned. It was the father that was cautioned. But the whole family will bear the punishment, including the ones that have not been born. Give me that verse. He said, therefore, I have sworn. There is only one thing God can swear by. It is his throne. He swore by himself. If I do not do this thing, let this throne reject me. This seat that I'm sitting on, this office that I occupy as the God of the heaven and the earth, let me not bear that title again. If I do not do this thing that I'm saying now, that is to tell you they have weighed you, that if they give this one 500 years, you will not change. Let's just judge it and move on. This one will not change. God took an old Pharaoh, took him to the middle of the ocean and buried him there. This one will not change. You threaten my people. Do you know how far God is willing to go for your safety? God seduced Pharaoh and his army into the wilderness, gave them the impression that they will get this life. God said, come, one move. You catch him. Come, open the water. Hey, come. You soon catch him. And God deceived them. Close the water. That was the only Pharaoh that his body never made it back. Every other Pharaoh was buried in the tomb where kings are kept. That one did not go back because he was arrogant against God. Arrogance against a child of God is an arrogance against the throne of God. That's why your conduct must be in place so that it is easy for God to defend you. They are fighting. Don't get involved and be punching people and telling them you're a professional boxer, that your father was a black belt, your father was a blue belt, and now you will tell them that even though you are born again, you have a red belt. The moment you fight your battle, God removes his hand. Look at that scripture. He said, I swam unto the house of Eli, that this iniquity, this sin of Eli's house will not be purged. Konilo, it will not be taken away. Either by sacrifice or offering forever. If they come and bring sacrifice, Father, we are sorry. I will forgive every other person. This one, Laila, I will not forgive them. You know, you can imagine how angry they would have made God to get to that point. There are people going online saying rubbish now, and God is looking at them. They are the sons of Eli, their cup. It will soon get full. Don't be trigger happy. Don't be in the haste to post anything. You don't have to post anything. Because God will see it and your cup. You sleep with a woman in the church premises. Say, what's this? And the problem is, the moment you do it once, you can do it again. God says, all this you just a sha. We don't even know that the thing itself real. You know, real. All the choir member. All the ushers. You know, say this thing. Hey. Now, excuse me. It's one thing when you made a mistake. I'm not talking about a mistake. I'm talking about when you have identified and chosen a particular lifestyle, despite knowing what the mind of God is on that matter. That's what we are saying here. If you have made a mistake or you are struggling, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about you that you are completely reckless and have no regard. Sir? Professional. You're on the pro plan. Next verse. And Samuel lay until the morning. That lay is not sleep. When you see the vengeance of God, you can't stand up. You will just lie down there. Because They consecrated me to this God. I didn't even know the God is like this. Oh. Eh? God now told you, go and tell your guy that I said he's fired. With which mouth? The man that taught you all you knew. He said, you know, when God breaks all the rules, that means he's all out for you. On a good day, God will never send a subordinate to go and be correcting his father in the Lord. On a good day. The day God tells you, hey, may that not be my portion. You should, it's not amen, it's your prayer. You pray the prayer for yourself. There was a day Jesus was on his way to the cross, and one woman was trying to support him. Jesus said, don't cry for me. Cry for yourself. You shouted amen for me, it's good, but you should also pray that you will not fall so low to the point that God will say, from today I remove my hand. God forbid. Come on, say God forbid. Samuel feared to tell Eli the vision. See this issue of good conduct. Eh? God cannot vouch for so many people. Do you think the hand of God is shortened that he cannot promote all of us? Do you think God can be looking at a man for 30 years. That's how he was watching his son, Jesus. God did not cut his son any slack. He was a carpenter. Check the way he's measuring the thing. Is he cheating the customer? Watch him. Yeah, watch him. God was watching his son. He didn't allow him to do ministry until he saw his faithfulness in business. God didn't allow Jesus. You think Jesus just came out and said, the spirit of life is upon me. Oh God, if we have that anointing, for 30 years you will not manifest. All the people that got born again after you will launch ministries. They will be going to nations. God will say, stay in Akure. Stay in the Ibadan. Hey, Baba, it's like you have forgotten me. All the promises you gave me. Say, oh God, go and sit down. Go and sit down. We are still watching you. Hey, I'm watching your prayer life. I'm watching your study life. I'm watching the way you treat people. I'm watching the way, are you too critical? I'm watching, do you talk down people? Do you make people look small? I'm watching you. I can't release you to go and destroy people. And because you have anointing, you will destroy them completely. I'm watching you, sit down. Be doing that carpet, let's be watching. That thing you were cutting, measuring yesterday, you know what you did. That thing you are doing. Then you told the customer, this is the kind of wood you will use. You went to do something. You know, just stay there. Baba is your worker. Oh, guy, it's not prayer. I said you are not okay. You are a corrupt person. You are corrupt. You see money, your eye will begin. Somebody cannot share testimony. Your plan is how you go and meet the person after say, I'm blessed by you. You are not blessed. A crooked person. People cannot share testimony innocently in church again because of some people. Say, I just want to give God the glory for all he has done with my family. You run away. In your own family, you are even afraid to talk. God did it, though. You wanted, but you are afraid because these people. Some of them, while you are there, they'll be saying, "Test, God bless you. Shalom. God bless you. Bless you, man. It's a lie. It's the testimony. You will give them their own share. It's always come as a sister. There's one opportunity you can invest there in our life. Yeah, we're waiting for you. Say shalom. God is watching. Tell your neighbor your character is important. That's the first supplement the Lord said we should add. And the thing is, if you continue to pay attention to your conduct to the point of excellence. Thank you, sir. To the point of excellence, you keep getting better. One day you become like a Daniel in the midst of Babylon. Everything that will happen to your life or that has happened already will now be a stepping stone. It will be a part of the training. At the end of the day, God will come, wake up one day and say, I have found David my servant, and with my holy oil have I anointed him. From that day, everybody will hear David's voice. God will give you only one customer. And be watching the way you treat that one. Whether you are frustrated, or whether you are treated, you are happy to see them. Tell this customer, they're not going to pay money. No. Michael, Charlie is not ready. God will be watching. You will go through a major disappointment. You will be laid off in the office. God will be watching your character. The Bible says, in all things we must give glory to God. I've lost my job. Father, I give you thanks. I give you glory for the opportunity to serve in this office. I honor you because tomorrow is secured. Glory be to your name. Bam. 10 marks. The God who gave you the other job can give you another one. But he's watching your conduct. The lady that God told you through 7 angels that she will be your wife suddenly came and followed Charlie and they ran away to America. And you are alone. People are now shaping you. Say, God says, I don't know. Where is she? She has gone to America. Yeah, are you going to that? No, she went with Charlie. With Charlie, your best friend. Charlie took your wife. You are now left to be licking your wounds. You are still the head of prayer. Charlie was your assistant. But Charlie took your wife and ran away to America. And you have to now be explaining to everybody what you did that made Monica go away with Charlie. So they see the way you pray. Say, oh God. Now so you pray, they collect your wife. You know, go cool down, make we look this matter. This is the second wife, second woman. Add to your faith virtue, moral excellence. Don't just desire to be wonderful in your conduct. Aspire to be excellent in your conduct. The Lord loves it. The Lord is pleased with you when you treat people well. When you honor the Lord. Not just in your public life, but in your private life. How do you pray? How do you talk to him? Do you talk to him with regard? Do you trust him that which he said concerning you, he has capacity to bring it to pass without anybody's help? Do you trust him? I want us to pray. Ask for grace. 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 Come on, pray. 1 minute, pray. Open your mouth and pray. Ask for grace. You need grace. You need grace. You want to walk with God. You want to please him. You need grace. Ask. Ask.
And I will sing praises to you, O God, my strength. I will sing praises to you
for the word that you have spoken to us.
Oh God, hear my strength. I will sing praises to you. Oh God,
you are my strength.
My strength,
oh.